With 2012 upon us, it is time to reflect on my first 8 months as a Central Bedfordshire councillor and my 15th year as an Ampthill Town councillor. With regard to Central Beds Council, the part of the council I find most rewarding, other than serving and helping the residents of Ampthill, Morden and Clophill, is being a member of the Social Care, Health and Housing Overview and Scrutiny Committee. My background in the voluntary sector stands me in good stead, as most groups are involved in these sectors. Also, my battle against leukaemia gives me an additional insight into the workings of the NHS. At every meeting I attend, I go armed with a series of probing questions that require answers. Strangely, the aspect of Central Beds Council I find least rewarding are the full council meetings, as basically they serve as a rubber stamping exercise for the decisions made by the executive. This does not stop me asking probing questions. However, I despaired recently as the Conservative majority voted en masse to yet again ignore the recommendations of the Independent Remunerations Panel on cuts in councillors' expenses. What's the point of having an independent panel if you constantly ignore their recommendations? The Conservatives have form on this issue. In respect of Ampthill Town Council, it is good to report that the redevelopment of Parkside Hall is moving on at quite a pace, so much so that I believe this will become a reality sooner rather than later. I'm also hoping that 2012 will see us secure much-needed funding for Ampthill Park from the Big Lottery's Parks for People Fund. Anyway, in the coming weeks, months and years, I will continue to serve and help the residents of Ampthill, Morden and Clophill to the best of my ability. Please remember to visit www.marksmith.org.uk on a regular basis to keep up to date. In particular, engage in the latest consultations and keep me informed of your views so I can best represent you.